USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People who are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday are in for some rough weather. Many travelers are already stranded. Camila Burnell reports.
Hundreds of flights are canceled at Denver International Airport, and up to 15 inches of snow could fall there by the end of the day. In the Northeast, ferocious winds and rain are expected. Some airlines are already waiving change fees ahead of the anticipated delays. Meanwhile, the West Coast is bracing for severe storms that could spark flash floods. This as crews in Southern California are battling a new growing wildfire north of Santa Barbara. I'm Camila Burnell reporting.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the east, from the mid-Atlantic to New England, are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House Judiciary Committee is taking the impeachment probe to the next stage and has scheduled its first hearing for December 4th. The president or his counsel have been invited to the hearing and have until Sunday to reply. Many people are skipping costly medications. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Researchers at a heart and vascular center in Houston took a look at survey results from over 14,000 heart disease patients and found that 1 in 8 of them said they had delayed filling their prescriptions or took lower doses of them or stopped taking them altogether because of financial limitations. Adults under the age of 65, women, and those without health insurance were the most likely to report not taking their meds. Experts say patients who are worried about their costs should talk to their doctors because sometimes there are options. While not taking their medications can lead to other health issues later on. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is talking about his priorities. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Wolf joins Fox News and weighs in on the debate whether there's a new wall being built on our southern border or a replacement wall.
And I hear this fallacy that we're replacing wall, we're not building new wall. I would say if you're going to tear down a shack and you're going to build a 5-6-bedroom house, you don't call that a replacement shack. You call that a new house.
Wolf continues on why he felt it was important to visit Raleigh, North Carolina, and talk about how some of the sheriffs down there are being affected by sanctuary cities.
I think sanctuary city policies endanger communities. They make the men and women of ICE their job more difficult. So they're not protecting communities, they're endangering the community. So I thought it was important in my first week to call that out and to stand with the men and women of ICE.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Singer Ciara, actor Billy Porter, and actress Lucy Hale will be hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in December. Producers announced it on Twitter and said they will join Ryan Seacrest to host the New Year's Rockin' Eve parties. Hale, 30, will co-host the New York Bash with Seacrest in Times Square. Ciara will host the Hollywood party in Los Angeles, and Porter will host a bash in New Orleans. The special airs live on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.